I'm Andy Bates. You're listening to Faith and Family. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo. It is, well, it's fall, but we're thinking about this coming year and all the opportunities that that young people and people really of all ages can be involved in serving in their communities and serving around the country. What are some ways that they can do that? We've had a chance to talk about LCMS Servant Events before here on Faith and Family, and excited to talk about 2017 Servant Events. Joining me in studio today, some folks from that planning team. We have Joel Palinkas. Is that right, Joel?
Joe
Palinkas, did I get it right?
Yep.
Joe, welcome. And you're from Zion Lutheran Church in Painesville, Ohio, and also serve with Camp Luther Haven. Joe, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio today.
Glad to be here.
And Randy running family ministry at Trinity Lutheran Church in Richmond, Virginia. Is that right?
That's correct. 16 years now.
16 years. And how long have you been involved in servant events?
Really, all the way back to the beginning. I cannot remember what year that was, but it's, what do we celebrate? 30 years this year. So it was all the way back to the beginning at Mount Cross in California.
Very good. And Leah Selleck from Camp Arcadia in Arcadia, Michigan. Leah, welcome.
Thanks so much.
And you've been at Camp Arcadia just for how long now?
Just under a year.
Just under a year. And how long have you been in servant events?
I've been doing servant events for almost 10 years as a leader and did a couple of servant events as a participant before mm-hmm. that. So quite a while.
And Joe, I think I forgot to ask, how long have you been involved in servant events?
I've been doing it for almost 10 years now, too.
All right. Very good. So why did you get involved in leadership for servant events and planning servant events for the future? Why did you get involved, Joe?
I just fell in love with the way that servant events can teach young people to, you know, follow Christ and strengthen their relationships with other people that, you know, believe in Christ as well. And so it was just one of those things I just fell in love with being part of.
Leah, why did you get involved? What was your first servant event? Let's do that.
I actually went on a servant event as an eighth grader, and I was a very shy eighth grader, and had a great opportunity not just to get to work on projects that were really meaningful to the people we served, but I grew a lot myself and saw some neat ways that I could be a part of God's kingdom, even as a kid who wasn't quite sure where I was headed. And so that was a great experience for me. And so being able to have an opportunity to do that for other kids is really kind of a heart tug for me. So it's a great place to be.
Randy, tell me about your first servant event.
Don't remember the first one, but we actually went every year as youth, as the youth group. After doing that for a number of years, we just felt the responsibility to give back to the Synod. And so in the congregation I'm at now, began leadership and planning for kids to come to us rather than our kids going. Having said that, our kids still leave our congregation and go to servant events throughout the country.
What is, Randy, what is a servant event? For someone who's never been involved in one before, maybe hasn't even heard of an LCMS servant event, what is a servant event?
Kind of a one-week, usually one-week boot camp for discipleship training. A little bit of Bible study, a little bit of fellowship, a lot of serving people who need to know the love of Christ. So that love of Christ is exampled in several different ways. It might be through construction. It might be through vacation Bible school. One of our servant events is a soccer camp. So whatever the human need is in that area, servant event attempts to respond to that need. And at the same time, uses Bible study, devotions, fellowship time to really shape the disciples who come. So as I said, kind of a boot camp for discipleship training.
So it's a time of formation for, particularly for young people in this life of service as God's child, and also an opportunity for witness and mercy to demonstrate that this mercy of Christ in a community that may be their own or somewhere else around the country.
Correct. Yeah, some people will stay in their congregation to do a servant event, and others will travel. It's on-the-job training.
Leah, how have you seen this to be a very formative event that Randy was talking about? You know, that this is a discipleship event where there's training, there's learning and growth happening in it.
I love the opportunity to go and serve. But the best part of servant events for me is the conversation that happens when the group comes back from the worksite and sits around the dining room table or sits around while they're eating their ice cream, talking about what that has meant, not just to the family maybe that they're serving or the place that they're serving, but what they are learning in that. And so when they come home at the end of the day and they realize that what they are doing impacts the whole life of the person that they're serving. The biggest example that comes to mind is we have done a lot of work building wheelchair ramps. And so having an opportunity to talk to a woman who's been in her house for almost 5 years and who now has a way to get out and see friends and see family and be a part of her community, which led to a conversation with these kids about how do they be a part of their community. They didn't have that ramp that was missing, but they also have something that's missing from the way that they communicate and the way that they function in their community. So a neat opportunity for them to see what that looks like going home too.
Joe?
One thing that I remember a lot from one of our other team members, Shelley Carlson, is that it's not necessarily all about the serving and the actual project, but it's about connecting others with Christ, so connecting people with Christ. And that's the ultimate goal.
Now, Joe, when you're not involved in a servant event, what do you find yourself doing? What is what's your full-time occupation?
I own a landscaping company out of Cleveland, Ohio. We get involved with multiple landscaping jobs in the community and work with a lot of big corporations and help people maintain their outside grounds.
Now, is there a connection between your full-time work and what you do in servant events? Does that help you in your work in servant events or vice versa?
Absolutely. So I help out at, I serve at Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana. And so I'm usually the project coordinator. And so the skills that I have that I've learned over the years helps me to be able to help serve at Luther Haven.
A fine camp, by the way.
Yes, a very fine camp.
A nice camp where I met my lovely bride.
Yes. Yes, excellent place.
What? And I think Randy or one of you mentioned this earlier, that there are various types of servant events. There are various projects that happen in these. Let's cover the gamut of the types of things that happen, types of projects that happen in a servant event. Let's work through the list. Where do we start, Randy?
I'll begin. Riches in Richmond is the name of our event. We do mostly housing repair. We live in an area where zoning codes say you need to leave your place if it's not fit for the community. And so we go in and rehab houses. Usually that's work on the outside of the house, sometimes on the inside of the house. So that's the physical part of our project. We also have one night where special needs adults from our congregation, as well as the community, come together and we do a bingo dance dinner party for them. A great opportunity for kids who did not think they could work with handicapped adults to spend one evening with them and see that they can be successful. So a little bit of work component as well as human component comprises our event.
Mm-hmm. Leah, other types of servant events?
The biggest servant events that I have been a part of have often been VBS programs. And so while I was living in Buffalo, we did a lot of servant events where we would take groups of kids into the city and we would spend the week putting on a VBS program for kids in the neighborhood. And so having an opportunity to go out into the neighborhood, to canvas the neighborhood, to bring kids to us and to bring kids to that church. And for some of those kids to give them kind of a first glimpse of God's love for them and to have just a great week of Vacation Bible School.
How about you, Joe?
Camp Luther Haven has typically three servant events throughout the summer. The one that I help out with most is called Noble Servants, and it's all about serving Noble County, which is where the camp is located at. And so those things can vary from helping out women's shelters, local small churches that have elderly people that can't do projects anymore, food pantries. We work on camp sometimes, and we'll build different, you know, wheelchair ramps and new decks and new playgrounds and things like that. The other two events that happen typically every summer is one called All Nations Outreach, and it's where the city of Fort Wayne is very close to camp, and they'll bring in young children, typically refugees from different countries, mostly Burma, I believe, and they'll bring the little kids up to camp for a day camp, I think 3 or 4 days out of the week, and they'll do a day camp, and the certain event, the high school kids will help lead those events and those fun times and devotions with them. The other one is called Burmese Mission Outreach, and that's where the certain eventers go into the city of Fort Wayne, and they'll do a VBS and in the community of the Burmese people.
I like how you put that the city of Fort Wayne is near the camp, as opposed to the camp is near the city of Fort Wayne. But the camp, the groups that come together at the camp really look to serve, whether it be there at the camp or in the neighboring community, that city nearby as well. Any servant events that serve those with developmental or intellectual disabilities?
There are a number of churches who do put on events that are specific to that population. Great opportunities to give give kids a chance to build some neat friendships, and also then to not only get to spread God's word, but also to really feel what that unconditional love that God has for us looks like in person. And so there are a number of opportunities to serve in that way as well.
Who organizes these events that happen in various communities, whether it's at a congregation or a church? Who organizes them and leads them? Randy?
A team of three people get together, and it may be three committees as well, but three people get together. There is a work coordinator. So that's the actual project itself. He can develop as many as he wants on that team. The other would be a spiritual life coordinator, which deals with all the, obviously, spiritual life. Any fun activities that are going to happen during the week, the community life itself, any relationship issues that come up, or just developing relationships, happens by the spiritual life coordinator. And then the third one is the overall coordinator, who takes care of liabilities and finances, schedules, any housing issues. So it's a team of three people. Those are church workers. Most often they're lay people. Sometimes camp directors or camp workers. So the leadership comes from all over the place, all kinds of walks of life. But it always takes a team of people to pull off a servant event. Lots of small details, and the more people that work on that committee, the better.
And who actually serves in a servant event? We've talked about youth. Are servant events specifically just for youth, Leah?
There are a number of different ways to do that, too. Most of the servant events that are offered through LCMS servant events are youth-focused. So they are ranging in age from maybe 6th and 7th grade age students all the way through high school. There are some servant events that are done specifically for college-age students, and so having an opportunity even a little bit further to do that. And there have been some servant events that were specifically set up for families. And so those are a little bit harder to find, but opportunities do present themselves for full families to serve as well.
And Randy, you mentioned earlier that servant events have been going on for about 30 years or so, and happen, many of them happen during the summer, during summer vacation, I would assume, but some happen throughout the year as well. Is that right?
They do. There are several camps as well as social service agencies that are always looking for volunteers. What's special about a servant event is that it takes it for a week and really builds it into an entire program. But yes, many opportunities throughout the year, and those can be found on the Synod's website under the Youth Board page under Servant Events.
Now, some servant events, the participants who are involved in servant events might be local. Some might travel quite a distance. Is that the case?
Certainly, yes. And I believe we've also had some out of the country. Those have been fewer and farther between. But yes, and one of the things that's exciting about traveling is just to see a new part of the country and often a new culture, which is one of the reasons why we like to see kids leave their home, put themselves in a new environment, and experience something maybe they haven't experienced before.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those advantages of leaving home, traveling to go to a servant event? And I'll give each of you a chance to talk about this. Randy, do you want to start?
Sure. One is, again, just taking them out of their comfort zone, putting them in a new location. Another is that you have their total commitment. Sometimes when you stay at home to serve, schedules interrupt and young people need to leave to do things that are on their schedule. You've got them 24 hours a day when they wake up, when they go to bed, throughout the day. So it's just that concentrated time that comes from being away and not having opportunities to do anything other than what you came to do.
So it kind of comes back to that, how you described it earlier, boot camp. When you're going into boot camp training, that's all you do during that time. So having that dedicated time and traveling sometimes across the country away from home, you don't have all those other things. Leah, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, my favorite part is that when the groups travel, very often groups are traveling from different parts of the country to come to a new part of the country. So not only do you get a chance to see this new place that you have come to serve in, but you get to meet people from other places that are coming to that same location for that week. And so not only do you have an experience with the people that you already know, but meeting kids and churches from other places gives you a neat opportunity to expand your knowledge and also the the commitment, knowing that there are other people who believe what you believe and want to serve and be a part of it in the same way you want to do that.
Joe?
I think the best part about all that and traveling together and being together during these servant events is the community that you build within your group and the community that you build with the other groups that you're participating with. It kind of back to the boot camp thing a little bit, when you go through that, those difficulties and those goals and you succeed at that, you're growing together and you're succeeding together. And ultimately that builds good relationships. And the best part is that with this, you're serving together in Christ. And that's a strong thing.
So. What can provide a stronger bond than
exactly,
that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To be serving Christ side by side. You see each other when you're at your most tired, when you're most exhausted, but also that source, you have the very word of God there in your times of study and prayer as a group. That provides that source.
The foundation is God ultimately through that event.
Where have you seen servants coming from for your servant events at Camp Luther Haven?
Oh, I've seen Nebraska, Michigan, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, a lot of people
all
in
over.
Indiana as well, but all over the place. And it's fun to see those cultures come together.
And I have participated in servant events at Camp Luther Haven, not only when I served there, but also when I was a parish DCE as well, serving a congregation in Florida. We made it a surprise trip. The students knew that they were going on a servant event, but they didn't know the location. We kept it a secret.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Great.
Until we landed. They didn't know where we were going. until we got on the plane. Once we got on the plane or got into the airport, they knew that we were going to another city, but they didn't know where we were going. Now, the parents did.
Yeah.
The parents knew what city we were going to. That was quite an element of surprise.
Yeah.
It was fun. So a surprise servant event.
One of the things we haven't talked about is the actual agencies or congregations who host the events and what it means for them. I know my congregation, a small congregation on the East Coast, has just had tremendous success bringing the congregation together to do the various components of the servant event. It's something they wouldn't think of not doing. There may be other programs we cancel, but when people come there to focus on serving Christ, the congregation really gets involved. And so it's been a huge blessing to them, as well as the community that it served, as well as the servants. So it's a win-win for everyone.
So the local congregation that's hosting an event, when others come from around the country to help serve, it's kind of energizing, motivating to that local congregation too, to see others have come to help us serve in our community.
Absolutely. And for them to be a part of it and to know that they're transforming lives. The young people who come to servant events, some of them are drastically changed once they see where they fit into the kingdom of God, what their talents and abilities and what their capabilities are. To be a part of that transformation is just really empowering for the agency, in our case, a congregation that gets to be a part of that.
Looking ahead to 2017, we're planning for 2017 servant events now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah? So what do we have to look forward to? Anything in the 2017 lineup that you want to share about today for servant events?
We're always adding new events. Uh-huh. There's a new one in Ohio that we're finding out. We're working on a conference this weekend that trains new servant events as well as those who have been ongoing. So we've got a new one in Ohio this year. We're always looking for additional agencies, schools, camps, congregations that can host. And we train them how to do the entire servant event so they don't go into that process alone. We want each of them to be successful. So walking along with them, making sure they have the resources and the knowledge that's necessary, that's a part of what our committee is involved in.
Are there still opportunities to plan and host a servant event in 2017?
Not for 17.
For 18?
It's a little bit late in the game.
It
really does take a full year of planning.
But 17 is a good year. 2017 is a good year to get involved in another servant event. Find out what it's like if you haven't done one before so that you can start planning one for 2018 in your local community.
Yeah, go visit one this year. Mm-hmm. See what that experience is like. And then maybe that gives you the opportunity to go back to your congregation or to your camp or whatever your entity is and to be able to say, God is really working through this. And maybe this is something we can do. So.
This is how we could serve in our community.
Mm-hmm. And the LCMS webpage has a great, really great tool to find all those servant events and all the contact information to know where you'd like to go on a servant event.
Let's do that. Let's talk about how you get involved in a servant event for this year, whether you're an individual or a group. How do you do that? How do you find out the information you need to know? How do you look up and find out if there's a servant event that interests you? Or can you find out, you know, if there are any happening in a certain region that might be within reasonable driving distance? How do you find that, Randy?
The Reporter just had a great article answering that question. So go to your Reporter. It talks about the Synod's webpage on the Board of Youth Ministry. Servant events are categorized on that page. So if you're looking to stay local, you can look in your state. If you're looking for a region, you can look by that. If you're looking for a particular type of servant event, say a work project or construction, you can look by category. You can look by month. If you know you're only available in June, you can look up the month of June. So first is to research or to have a good vision of what you think you want to do and where you think you want to go. If you don't have that vision, then you can simply look through the list of 70 servant events, find out what seems interesting. There are age categories for some of them. Some are only for middle school students. Others are only for high school, and some are both. So you really have to look at your demographics, what you think you can do, and then get on that website to search which one will work with the variables that you've considered.
What do you think are some questions that parents have about servant events? If it's a youth servant event and they're sending their youth to that servant event, what are some questions that you've received maybe before a servant event that that parents have had, and how do we answer those questions? Who wants to address that?
I think that from a lot of parents, it's really about the safety, and it's mm-hmm. about just knowing what their child is going to be doing while they're gone for that time. For some of the kids who come to servant events, that might be the first time that they are away from family for that kind of time period, to be gone a whole week. And so parents really want to know that the place that kids are going is going to be safe. They want to know what kind of projects their kids are going to be working on. They want to know how they're going to serve. And they also, I feel like, want to know kind of what to expect when their child comes home. We talk about how these are life-changing events and how there are things that happen during this week that those students will really take with them throughout the rest of their life. And so it's great to be able to talk to a parent and say, hey, this is what we're doing. And we really hope that when these students come home, they're going to find their place in God's kingdom and find ways that they want to be able to continue to serve. And so giving parents an opportunity mm-hmm. to be a part of that is a really neat opportunity that comes with servant events as well.
Certainly. Even thinking back to this past year, the youth from our congregation who attended some servant events at the National Youth Gathering realized just through the few servant events that they did at the gathering, oh, there are ways that we can serve in our own community, that we can serve our neighbors in, you know, with the compassion of Christ, showing mercy to our neighbors, and gives us opportunity for faithful witness as well, right in our own neighborhood. And so that really spurred them on to start thinking about what are the needs of our neighbors, how can we find out what those needs are, and how can we, as a congregation, as youth, meet those needs as well. It was really encouraging to see that. They were very motivated after participating in just a few sermon events at the gathering.
I think it gives them a lot of confidence as students, as young people, to
Absolutely.
Be able to come back from that and to be able to help spur on adults to be able to serve.
Well, and to realize that they can serve, that they can do something instead of thinking, oh, we can't do that. That's something that, you know, only adults do, or only, the congregation as a whole does. But we can encourage others in our congregation to do this, to serve in this way, and we can organize it.
Yeah.
That was, I think, one of the things that that really came out of that is we can step up and organize it. We have the gifts, we have the skills, we can do this. We might need some assistance, certainly in some areas, but they were very willing to do that. We have just a couple of minutes left. Anybody have a story from a servant event where it just really epitomizes what servant event is all about? It was such an event that really made you or others think, this is something we need to continue doing. Is there a story from a servant event that really stands out for you?
I think stories of kids being baptized. We've had opportunities to work with VBS programs and bringing those kids who maybe hadn't heard the message of salvation before, and having an opportunity to spend a week with them. We have some church groups that had been returning, so they would come every other year to the servant event. And so 2 years after, one of the children that attended VBS with them the first time that they were there asked to be baptized. And so that same group of students, some the same, some new, had an opportunity to witness and be a part of that. And so what a neat opportunity for them to see what an impact that moment and that servant event had made on that child and on that child's family. So it's an exciting thing.
Something like a servant event that engages the community, brings the neighborhood in to hear and receive that word of God, and wow, to see the work of the Holy Spirit in that too, and witness that wonderful gift. Where can we find the information on LCMS servant events? LCMS.org, you said earlier?
LCMS.org, go to the youth section, and then that's subdivided. One of those divisions is servant events. It's an easy Google for LCMS servant events.
Sure. LCMS servant events. You can find it there on LCMS.org.
All congregations will be receiving a mailing shortly with a paper copy of the servant events that are offered.
Outstanding. And I'm so glad that we now have that tool where you can search through the servant events based on the criteria that you're looking for, whether it be location or date or a type of event. That's fantastic. Thank you all for being my guest today and for your work on planning and preparing for servant events for 2017. Get out there and enjoy a servant event, participate in a servant event this year, folks, and share some feedback with us too. Drop me a line, family@kfuo.org. We'd love to hear about your involvement in servant events this year. Thanks so much to my guest today, Joe Palinkas from Zion Lutheran Church in Painesville and involved at the Camp Luther Haven, Albion, Indiana servant events. Joe, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Randy Ronning, family ministry at Trinity Lutheran Church in Richmond, Virginia. Randy, thanks so much for being my guest today. Blessings on your servant event this year.
Thank you.
And Leah Selleck from Camp Arcadia, Arcadia, Michigan. Thanks so much for being my guest and sharing about your involvement in servant events and God's blessings on your events this year as well.
Thank you so much.
Coming up in just a little bit more, Faith and Family, right here on Worldwide KFUO.